Fourth step, transforming power of the breath, releasing the vital force by taking tension off the back muscles. In Isaiah 41:13 we read, "For I, the Eternal, your God, hold you by the hand, whispering, fear not, I will help you." If we hold on to that saying of the prophet, we find that it helps us while we are doing and freeing ourselves from these conditions which we ourselves create. Therefore, it is true that I, the Eternal, your God, hold you by the hand, whispering, fear not, I will help you. This is the attitude of mind that we must have in all our doings. We will be freed from many fears and inhibitions when we have cleared our minds of separation, which has in the past beset us at every turn. Separation is always the cause of our troubles. We have not realized unity because we have not seen ourselves in separation. We do not know in our actions that we have separated ourselves from our fellows. Therefore, we can never understand unity until we realize what separation is. When we find ourselves facing what appears to be insurmountable situations, and there are many, when things seem to go against us, and we see nothing but a blank wall, we grope in the dark for ideas that will suggest some means of escape. But escape does not come because we have to discern the cause. Hence, to be conscious of our individual relationship to the Creator of all things becomes the most important thing in life. To become aware of our individual relationship to our Creator and our relationship to our brother and sister, then we find these words of the prophet, "For I, the Eternal, your God, hold you by the hand, whispering, fear not, I will help you." And then we try to escape from our conditions, but no matter where we turn, we find no escape. Why? Because there is no such thing as escape. You have to face these things clearly with understanding. You have to recognize them for what they are. You can recognize them the cause of them and your reactions to them. Then you will find that they will dissolve away because you will realize your individual relationship to the Creator, which becomes the most important thing in our lives. This is the attitude of mind you are now acquiring through scientific relaxation and divine reasoning. Your mind is being freed from those crippling inhibitions created through emotional reactions to things, people, and circumstances. Through your outcropping by free association, your consciousness becomes more clear, ready to act with precision, and not submerged in a chain of emotional habit patterns that hinder your true expression. When we are caught up in these emotional habit patterns, no matter whether it is occupational anxiety, no matter whether it is because we tense ourselves at our work, because our minds are not free, we must learn to relax and then carry that relaxation over to our work and play. so that we find our minds in a state of what we call relaxed tension, and not tensed tension. Therefore, we have a relaxed attention that enables us to see clearly what is taking place. The mind is not caught up in fear. The mind is not caught up in anxiety. You are no longer caught up in worry. You have learned to relax, to take the tension off. Consequently, you are able to do better work. And besides, you relieve yourselves of these inhibitions, which cause all the trouble in the physical body. 9/10 of the trouble today, in every passion, no matter who they are, I will say without fear of contradiction, has a nervous origin. I'll have more to say about this great releasing system through free association, which frees us from all these dominating influences we have created for ourselves, which lurk in the subconscious and prevent us from being our true selves. But the way to release those conditions is not by searching in the subconscious as it is supposed to be, the way that it should be done, but by taking the tension off, and by taking the tension off, these things disappear of their own free will. The fact is, immediately you take the tension off, you find that your mind begins to work normally, and the normal action of your mind enables those inhibitions, even the thoughts attached to them, even the cause of them, fears, anxieties, rise into the consciousness where you yourself become aware of them. You become conscious of them, and they no longer affect you because you are aware of them. It is when you are not aware of them, certain ideas, certain beliefs, certain fears that you have in regard to certain things, and people, these have a definite effect upon you because they are hindering your true expression. Some people go into a place or before a person or an individual which they think that this individual may be someone so superior to them that they almost shiver in their shoes. So when they go to speak to them, that tongue-tie, he immediately is in inhibition by a lack of understanding. A fear like that will take hold of you and will become a form of inhibition that causes what I will call hesitation in speech is brought about by these fears. It is divine reasoning that relieves us from these troubles. On the recognition of ourselves and our relation to our Creator and our relation to our brothers and sisters. It will also be necessary for us to review what we have done, for reviewing is a great aid to our acquiring that confidence so necessary to be a real human being. I've arranged these lessons so that in due course we will do this effectively and efficiently. We'll consider and we'll review what we have gone over. We'll take the main points and we will see clearly what has to be done. Now, in your progress, the present time, you've had three steps. These three steps are clear and distinct. The first week you did one thing, the second week you did another, the third week you did another. But if you are doing it properly, you will do all these three steps before you do the fourth one. Therefore, you're continuing to get that relaxation that is necessary to release all these inhibitions, to remove those habit patterns, so that you'll be able to live in freedom. I am not telling you any fairy story. All I want you to do is to practice to put into operation what I have told you, and you will prove for yourselves the truth of it. I said in the previous lesson that breathing has a deep balancing effect upon our emotions. This is much more true than is first realized. In breathing, we breathe in oxygen, which is the main balancing element in the body, and is obtained through breathing. It helps to reduce the carbon that is caused by all our emotional reactions. Oxygen helps to increase our joy and enthusiasm that we need to overcome all conditions. It combines with the main elements of iodine for the glands, which are so affected by our emotions. It unites with iron and potassium, calcium, and sodium. All these positive elements are active in dissolving the acid in the system caused by emotional habit patterns. That is why, to a great extent, proper breathing is so essential. And I have told you in the last class the type of breathing that I want you to do, so that as you are exhaling, you relax your chest muscles. Many pains, aches, around the chest area, muscles that have been tied for years through tension, will be released in that way because the muscles let go. When you let go of the tension, or when the muscle is relaxed, that message is carried back to the cerebellum, where I just showed you the other night. And where the inhibition is, there it is released and freed. Then the message is carried forward to the cerebrum, and there is an awareness of the release of this thing. And it is necessary that you understand the mechanism, so that these things are clear and distinct. So you see how all your troubles are eliminated by scientific relaxation with a knowledge of what is taking place. We may say that oxygen is the foundation of youth, the light and life of human existence. Not only this, but by breathing, our emotional reactions are kept under control. Supposing now that you got very emotional one day, or you got angry, for instance, envious, or you got jealous, whatever the case may be. Supposing that you lay down and started rhythmic breathing, you'd see how quickly this thing passes away. The whole control of this emotion is taken up as controlled, recognized, understood, and there's no longer any what we call acid formation created. Because every time you have an emotion like anger, hate, these jealousies, and all these things, you have a definite creation of acid formation, which affects and attacks the tissue structure in one way or another. That is why a person who can hold their mind at peace under all circumstances becomes healthy and strong even in a mature age. And it is simple. The whole thing is scientific, and to know it is more than half the battle. Also, by breathing, the life-giving element of hydrogen is obtained. H2O is the equivalent for water. Two of hydrogen and one of oxygen. It is needed that every drop of blood keeps you cool and passive and reduces nerve tension. Hydrogen does that. Hydrogen and oxygen then is absorbed at once through your breathing. It is the basis of all the fluids in your body. Without proper breathing, you will know that your blood dries up, your nerves corrode and burn. Breathing through the method of relaxation, as I've shown you, consciously using these forces, you actually control these forces as you absorb them into your body. you stimulate the action of your body to absorb more of these elements so that they will dissolve these acid formations you yourselves have created. Immediately you take off the brakes, God does the work. It was He who created all these minerals that we hold in solution in the atmosphere. Every portion of your body is held in solution in the atmosphere. Every element in your body is held in solution in the atmosphere. Realizing this, we know that breath is life. What a wonderful truth it is, but few recognize it. Without hydrogen, your nerves corrode, burn, and decay. Nervous people need an abundance of hydrogen obtained through breathing. I have a method that has been used with great effect to easily transmute these emotional reactions that often become destructive habit patterns into constructive action. This is why I have stated before that breathing is of the greatest importance in the control and elimination of these self-imposed conditions which we ourselves create. And we often find that we have fear. Fear of getting here, getting there, fear of getting into this place and that place or any other place, fear of not being in time, fear of this and fear of that. It's like the story I heard of the man who died, and he went to heaven, of course. And so Peter came to the gate, and he said, "What do you want?" He says, "I want to get in." So he said, "What qualifications have you?" "Well," he said, "I was married." "Oh, that's good enough, you've come in." So the next fellow came along, and he heard what the fellow in front of him said, and so Peter said to him, "What do you want?" He says, "I want to get in." "What qualifications do you have?" He says, "I was married twice." He says, "No room for fools here. You go downstairs." Like the little boy in Scotland. You know, in Scotland, they keep the sweeties in bottles so they don't lose any of it. So, after all these sweets are taken out of the bottom, there's a lot of little bits of sweets there lying in the bottom, and they put into another bottle, and they call that sweetie scrappings. So then a wee fella came in one day, and he had a half penny, or a bawbee, they say in Scotland, and he placed the bawbee in his company, and he says to the woman behind, "Give me a farthing worth of sweetie scrappings, and a farthing back. I've quarrelled with my mother, and I don't care what I spend." Poor little fella, he didn't know the habit pattern he was creating. Now, I want you to realize that every emotion is charged with energy. Call it an emotional current of your life. Well, this is just what it takes. There is little gain by allowing a negative emotion to flare up in your soul and body. When this occurs, your glands and your nerves system increases the habit patterns already created, with the result that your aches and pains are intensified. That is why medical aid is of little value in many of your ailments. How is it that medical aid is so inefficient, so useless in the majority of troubles that people suffer from today? And even if the doctor is aware of the fact and just says to you, "It's your nerves," what good is that to you if that doesn't relieve you of your trouble, if he just tells you it's your nerves? But if you follow out my instructions, you will see, by taking the tension off, You will release all these conditions and they will disappear. Because you free yourself from them. And naturally you take off the brakes and God does the work. Now here is the method that I have found invaluable to those who have practiced it and have told me that they never realized what a boon it could be in their lives. When you feel an emotional current arising, or even a desire that you want to get rid of, you consciously look these straight in the face and recognize the full force of this emotion or desire. Feel its full power and look at it as outside yourself. Take a deep breath as breathing in the power of this element or desire. Breathe again, intensify the desire. Desire for something, desire to go somewhere. These things then come to you where you feel in your own mind then a want of this thing. You find on the one side that you want something and the other side that you don't have it. Therefore, you have two ideas which are fighting each other in your mind. All the time you want it. All the time you recognize you haven't got it. There is conflict. Now suppose then that you look at this emotion and feel the full force of this desire. The yogi tells you, which is a secret of the yogi always, that when he really wants to manifest something, breathes through the right nostril because he uses a prana, a pranic force which is positive in its nature. And we are told, of course, I learned that from the yogis and shown, that in the right lung there is positive electronic force, and in the left lung there is negative electronic force. One day I will try to show you how the whole of your body is placed in the positive and negative. The right hand, the right eye, the left eye, right lung, left lung. All the right side of the body becomes a positive, the left negative. These work together. The top portion becomes a positive and the bottom the negative. Breathing from the right nostril becomes positive electronic force, which the yogi uses mentally to direct his emotion or the desire without any recognition of the fact that he wants anything, without any recognition of the fact that he is missing that thing, or the recognition of the fact that he does not have it. He is creating. Therefore, the yogi says, breathe through your right nostril. But I'm not going to burden you with all these scientific ways of the yogi to do this and do that, and we all know what the yogis can do. But I'm giving you the secret of this wonderful power in your own hands, that by breathing in the power, the full force of this desire, then transmuting this force into action, the force to be transformed into a magnetic power which will astonish you. It is transformed into a magnetic power. It is not a feeling, a desire, which is a wanting of something, which is negative in its nature, and is destroyed because of the state of your mind. But here you have a tremendous power that is creating a magnetic force. And there we have the secret of the yogi. Simple, clear. The yogis have studied these things for thousands of years. This information is handed down from one to the other. While in the Western world, we're like babies in arms. Have not yet really grasped the great significance of the wonderful truths and practices that can be done. And this simple exercise will give you this netted flow of energy that you desire, building up your body, mind you, dissolving these emotions that create acid formations, acid conditions in the body. Then you exhale and say to yourself, I have now perfect balance, I control this magnetic force, it is no longer working against me, but for me, I am getting stronger and stronger every day. Repeat this several times if necessary. By this means, you are directing the energy of this emotion of desire into your personality. You are not repressing it back into your system. At the same time, you help to break up these old habit patterns previously created. You cannot imagine what it does until you try it. By this method, you raise the energy to become a mental force, no longer an emotional destructive force, but a beneficial force for your mind, brain, nerves, and organs. It is in this way, directed and transmuted into an energized force, that regenerates and enables you to overcome all your difficulties, and further, it will increase your magnetic personality. When you are magnetic, you are strong in mind, body, and nerves. You attract things and people to you instead of driving them from you. This is what you want, is it not? This is one of the most potent instruments placed in your hand to overcome your emotional reactions, and you reach a position for which you have been struggling all your life. It places you in a position far above temptation. There was a chap in Johannesburg the other day. He was standing at the corner of the street, and he had a revolver in one hand and a knife in the other. And one man came up to him. You said, what are you doing? He says, I'll run you in. My, says, I was just wondering whether I'd shoot across the street or cut the corner. So precision is this. If you keep yourselves in a state where you can realize that you can say anything, that your mind is free, that you can think clearly, that you are no longer held in the grip of an emotion, when you're free. When you're held in the grip of emotion, you are not free. But when you are free, you can direct your thoughts easily with a mind that is free and natural. Think then, if you can at once release all pressure and come into a state where there is complete relaxation of your mind and body, you are no longer tensed. You are no longer creating habit patterns. If you can see what I am driving at, you will feel the freedom of a mind that is ready, pliable, to move one way or another, yet it is not affected by things, people, circumstances, or events. What I have given you here is instruction I have received from the Masters when I was with them in the Himalayas. I have found it exactly what they said, and so will you. Try it out and see for yourselves. I don't ask you to believe what I say, I only ask you to practice. And you will find what I and others have found who tried it. You will never again blame others for your lack of attraction. Neither will you think it bad taste if you are not taken notice of. You'll find out that when you speak, people will sit up and take notice of you. Not that you want to be taken notice of, for that is a subconscious feeling of inferiority that will be completely eliminated. Think of the deep emotion some people create in themselves when they are not taken notice of. For weeks on end, they are hurt. This is often the beginning of a very bad emotional habit pattern, and will sooner or later outpicture in your organism, brought about by a defensive mechanism which prevents self-analysis. If you then are in a state of fear, in a state of annoyance, a state of envy, if For instance, that your vanity is hurt. It's your personality is hurt. It's the falseness of yourself that's hurt. The reality of yourself can never be hurt. I've known people for weeks been in the doldrums because they were slighted, or they had the feeling that they were slighted, or believed they were slighted, when neither was the fact. But yet, they're in this state of emotion. Think what happens in your system. Can't you see it clearly? You will soon learn that criticism must first be turned against the self and not against others. You will gain a sense of frankness that will astonish you. You will not tell everything you know, but you will become pleasant, natural, yourself, your real self, strong, silent, polite, genial, kind, and the energy you have stored up will attract more power and abundantly. As your emotional habit patterns begin to dissolve away, your face changes, your health is restored, your eyes become bright, your skin clears, your fears disappear, and things and people drift towards you, for you know and understand. Your desire for approbation will leave you, for you will never speak about this precious power, but make it your own secret. Allow the working of the law to take effect. That is, do not be anxious. When your health is returning, or when things drift towards you, you glory in your sense of freedom and power obtained through the practice of relaxation. Divine reasoning and outcropping and the practice of which I have just told you. Therefore, be not anxious when you find that your health is improving. Sometimes you will have a relapse. These relapses are sure to come. You can't help them. They are the habit patterns that still grip you. They rise to the surface and hold you, and you will still know there is a habit pattern still there that you must get rid of. And it will surely go. There are greater things beyond which you will eventually reach, and when you reach one summit, you will find other peaks beyond. But I have always found, when I have tried to reach one peak, and when I have found it, I look beyond and see greater and greater things. They brought me back to think of the time that I was in the Himalayas, climbing the mountains, climbing the passes, and looking over the great range of mountains. Then I'd go down the valley and go over another pass, and I'd see another great range of mountains further and further away, peak after peak. Yes, and it's the same with us. When we reach one peak, there are many farther beyond. But we will stop for a while and survey what has happened. We'll look and see the beautiful scenery, and then we will cast our eyes forward. And we will go on and on infinitely. Because the growth is infinite, there's no ending. Because it's infinite in nature, you having the seed of infinity within you. Our next step in relaxation is to relax the muscles of the back, and this is very important. When we realize that down each side of the spine there are two chains of ganglia, a mass of nerve tissue which controls the function of our organs. Now, let me tell you, the spine is the most important part of the body because all your nerves pass through the spine. The spinal cord is connected with sensory nerves, sympathetic and sensory, which run down each side of the spine. They control all the functions of your organism. They're linked up with what we call the cerebrospinal, linked up with the sympathetic nerves through these sensory nerves. And messages which are sent from the brain are carried through the sympathetic nerves, and the two are linked together, making one system. The cerebrospinal and the sympathetic nervous system is linked together, making one complete system which react upon one another. On each side of the spine, you have a ganglion mass of nerve tissue, and these nerve tissue is linked up with nerves coming out from the spine all down from each side, linking up all the way. Muscles cover all these nerves. A tense muscle will press against a portion of that and prevent the proper functioning of your organs. A tense muscle in the back can cause pain. Not only pain, but it'll inhibit the activity of some of your vital organs of the body. It can give you indigestion, it can cause paralysis of the bladder, and will cause constipation, it'll cause many things. And I tell you this, I will say 99 out of every one of you in this hall here has tense muscles in the back. I don't think there is any one of you in this hall that hasn't got a tense muscle in your back. I can prove it. And if you can relax the back muscles, you will release all this energy right into your organs, and you will find not only will you be releasing the habit patterns, those tensions, but you will be increasing the vital force that passes into your organs. I know this is true. Any patient that comes to me, what do? The first thing I do is to relax the muscles of the back. I take the tension of all the muscles of the back because I know perfectly well, and I stimulate this ganglion mass of nerve tissue in each side of the spine because I know how important it is. We have also connections with this ganglionic mass in the neck, chest, and abdomen, while the pneumogastric nerve has ramifications throughout the whole of the thoracic and abdominal cavity and controls the whole of the viscera. These pneumogastric nerve, which comes direct from the brain, passes down with all these muscles. Tensed muscles will inhibit the activity of that particular nerve, which controls all directly through the endowment and the organs of the body, the bowels and so forth. The ganglion on each side of the spine is connected to the cerebrospinal system by what is known as motor or sensory nerves. From these little brains or substations of ganglia, numerous fibers branch out to the organs of the body and blood vessels. All nerves then pass out through all the various parts of the body, because they are linked up with the cerebrospinal and the sympathetic nervous system. The two systems become one through the linking up of these nerves. These little motor centers keep all your functions going. A wonderful machine. Yet, how little the ordinary person knows about it. When the muscles of the back are tensed by emotional habit patterns, they press on these nerves and inhibit the flow of life force, preventing a proper function of the organs. In many cases, these muscles become so tense as to contract the tissue, creating nodules. These create severe pain in the lumbar region and the other regions as well. Therefore, you will see how essential it is to take the tensions off the muscles of the back. This is one of the first things I do when a patient comes to me. Even if the pain is in the foot, I never fail to relax the muscles, for I know how important they are for body and mental health. Now there are some of you who have what is known as a sway back. That is, the buttocks protrude out beyond the spine and leaves a hollow in the back. How are you to get that tension off? Because subconsciously there is a bridge. And to hold that bridge, these muscles are held tense. Therefore, you could never get relaxation of those muscles unless you know how to relax the back. Sometimes this can be got out by proper posture, but in some cases, it is the make of the individual. I advise some people to get that out is to put their back to the wall and then get this back right into the wall and lift themselves straight up so this portion in the center comes out. The exercise is quite easily done. That's to say, if you went to the wall, you place yourself to the wall. You bend your knees down until this portion of the back comes out. Then you gradually rise up like that, keeping that portion of the back until you straighten yourself up and you find that this portion will eventually come out. So this sway in the back is taken away. But in many cases, it's the natural state of the individual, especially in women. And these portions of the back must be held up so that you get proper relaxation. It is very difficult for one who has a deep hollow to get perfect relaxation, and it will be necessary to take some cotton wool or a soft, small pillow and place it into the lumbar region to take up the weight. Otherwise, a bridge is there, and there is then subconscious muscular tension to hold that bridge. When there is gentle pressure filling up the hollow, you will find that the muscles relax easily. Now, I told you how to relax your leg before by putting a pillow underneath your knee. When you put a pillow underneath your knees, you take the tension off the muscles of your legs. Now, the same thing takes place here. You put a small pillow under there, which takes up the tension of this, and that then drops down, easily drops down. It comes down quite easily because the tension is taken off. And then you feel comfortable. Without complete comfort, you cannot have proper relaxation. You can't take the tension off the muscles of your back while the tension is there. Now pay attention, because these things are most important, very important. Scientific relaxation is the most perfect thing you ever know. If I try to explain real relaxation, I couldn't tell you. It'd be like trying to describe color to a man born blind. You have to find out for yourselves through the instruction. Begin in the usual way. Relax your legs, arms, chest, now back. Relaxing the back is not so easy as it looks, and it needs practice. You must talk to your back muscles as you do to your arms and legs. Let go, let go, let go. Feel the tension leaving. Conscious relaxation of these muscles takes the pressure off the nerves and allows the life to flow freely, as well as breaking up these habit patterns established in the cerebellum that causes this tension. Tension in the first place causes habit patterns. It causes misbehavior and tensions in this particular portion of the brain. They hold that tension, and the pressure of your muscles on these nerves inhibit the proper flow of your nerve energy, your blood circulation, and interfere with the whole of your organs. I tell you this, if you can thoroughly relax yourselves, if you can understand the importance of what I'm saying to you, you will never give up until you find this perfect state of relaxation. When you have found it, you have found perfect health, and you have got rid of all your inhibitions and habit patterns. The muscles are more easily taught through verbalization. Therefore, talk to them quietly, enticing them to relax. Some of you think that you have relaxed, but if your eyelid twitches, you have not relaxed. When properly relaxed, you will have an experience that you have never had before. You will find that out for yourself. If I try to describe it to you, it would be like describing colors to a man born blind. You will realize what you have missed all these years when you have perfect conscious relaxation of all your muscles. When the tension is taken off the whole of the body, the tension also goes off the mind. The cerebellum gives up its misbehavior. The cerebrum accepts the state of consciousness. And through divine reasoning, there is a peace that nothing can change. Peace, as Jesus says, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives it peace. Think of the peace that he had in his mind. You can have the same. I say to you, this peace I give to you, not the peace that the world gives you. I will end this lesson by telling you to forgive yourself and your brother and your sister everything, for God holds nothing against you. We eventually find that we ourselves are the cause of all the effects we produce, hence the necessity of understanding deeply. God is perfect love. Therefore, love is the foundation of our life, yours and mine. A forgiving heart begets forgiveness. Then open your soul to God so that his love will always reign in your life. Fear not, for I am always with you, even unto the end of the world. What a promise. Think of it. What a promise. Fear not. For I am always with you, even into the end of the world. I think of that sometimes. And I know it's true because the feeling of it gives me that courage and strength. No matter what people do or say or think, I know that I have that promise. And it is a wonderful thing. I want you to think of it too. And when anything comes in before you, say this to yourself. Think of the promise. Fear not, for I am always with you, even unto the end of the world. Benediction. O loving heart that lives in all hearts, teach me to love and serve others, for I have found that thy love heals all. Let my word be true, designed in the pattern of thy loving kindness, for thou hast shown me, through thy Son Jesus, that love is above all things in heaven and on earth. Forgive them, for they know not what to do. Kills resentment and strife in the heart and sets us free. O Divine Mother of Life, teach me to find my happiness in the joy of others. Then I will prove that I am thy child, beloved mother of mine.
It is entered into the sanctuary of the silent hill to give out this wonderful thing, the will of God being expressed through us in the form of love, the healing balm for the world. So let us strive. What is passing through the world today will cease. Love will enter the hearts of all men throughout the whole world. Then the peace that was offered 2,000 years ago will be established now.